You're listening to Jungle Janna Radio with Jungle Janna, Angel Garcia, and Brian Strelo, only on LA Talk Radio.
That's funny, isn't it?
That is so great. That is so great.
I know,
great.
You know, Lindell wrote that.
Oh, Lindell really?
Lucas wrote that song, yeah. And he's recorded it again. He said he put a more calypso sound with it. I'm like, I kind of like it the way it is, man, but whatever.
I like it the way it is.
I do like it the way it is. But he got the open the mouth thing perfect. Well, welcome to the Jungle Janna radio show. Andrew Garcia, another radio friend of mine that I will be hanging out with in Texas. We can do my shows from the studio there, right?
No, we absolutely could.
Well, yeah, listen, so I don't have to be climbing up the jungle and, you know, putting makeup on and have – you don't know what I want to.
Hey, put makeup on.
I will. Because right. You don't want to see me without makeup. It would scare scarecrows. So we got two other guys coming in with us, but they're Slowpoke Joes. Is it Slowpoke – what's his name? The guy from
Slowpoke Rodriguez. That's Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Why do I say Joe?
They're trying to get hooked up.
They're on Starlink. But, you know, first, before we get started in the show, we're live from Costa Rica. He's live from Texas. I'll be back in Texas in about 3 weeks. But I live in Costa Rica. I'm in Mogos, where I have the waterfall tours. We absolutely want to thank OSA Tourism, who's going to be posting this on other sites for us after we get through the first show. We doesn't have a massive storm and boats sinking.
True, dad.
So I want to thank everybody for coming to the Jungle Janna Radio again. We did this for years on LA Talk Radio, and I love Sam so much. He's been so good to me over so many years, and we had some crazy people on. Remember Bobby Starr? Bobby Starr was on for 3 years.
Who doesn't know Bobby Starr?
I know. I think everybody. I know Sam knows who Bobby Starr. He was kind of the funny one on the show that lightened it up. But anyway, we hope we get these guys on. But if we don't, we're going to talk about it. So tell me what's happening in Texas right now, just to catch up a little bit.
Kind of like Costa Rica, rain. We've had rain for the last few weeks. Not every day, but every two or three days, there's a good shower. There's a good storm. There's that kind of stuff. That's what's going on in Texas. So that's been kind of statewide as well. That rain has been. So that's really it, Janna. Just a lot of rain here.
We just had it that one day last Wednesday. We haven't had much rain with that one day Wednesday when we were trying to do the first show. So I'll tell you where I am now until we get the guys on. I'm here in Mogos, where I have the magical Mogos waterfalls. I came up to the top of the mountain. It took me 30 minutes. I put my clothes and my makeup on when I got here because it's hot. And I got here ready to do the show again. So let's talk a little bit about tourism till we can find these guys. They're trying to get hooked up. But
if I've not been there, I want you to tell me.
I'll tell you everything. So the OSA Peninsula holds 2.5% of all the world's biodiversity, animals, plants, trees. We have more birds in the OSA Peninsula than all of the Americas.
Mm.
The OSA Peninsula, we have tapirs. You know what a tapir is? Tapirs and jaguars and pumas and margays and anteaters and.
Now, if you notice, I'm sitting in a classroom, right?
And the I know. You know what? You know what an anteater is.
I know what that is, but you're gonna have to teach me things, because to me, a taper is somebody when my wife says, "Hey, get me some tape."
Oh, the boys are in. Okay, boys, you're late. I'm giving you a tardy bell. You're tardy. Can you talk?
No, they can't yet.
Can the boys talk? Brian? Hello? They're here, but they're muted.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to be teaching me these things,
Oh, you're gonna know
Jana.
all about it.
Okay. Because
You're not. You're
I'm
not.
gonna be like I'm gonna be like the George Costanza of marine
But here's one
biologists.
thing I learned: these little bitty anteaters, they're probably like standing up on their back legs. When they're walking, they're okay. But when I stand up on their back legs, they look like they want to hug you.
Oh.
I find out if they look like they want to hug you, they're fixing to claw the crap out of you.
Well, you know,
So,
that doesn't sound much different than the deer here in Texas. You
yeah.
know, when the deer stands up on its hand legs, it's not asking
Yeah,
you to
they're
go give
fixing to
it a
knock the
hug.
crap out of me. I don't know what that
Exactly.
sound is. It, but I hear some sound.
Okay.
What is that? That's an
That's one
ant.
of That's an anteater. That's the claw of the anteater. That's what it
Anteater's
sounds like.
clawing at your legs. Not me. Y'all gonna have to log back in, boys. Log back in. There
So
you go.
yeah, so that yeah, that's like the deer, like you said, the anteater. You see a deer stand up on his hand legs.
Oh yeah.
Don't you
I'll tell
think he
you a
wants a
funny
hug?
story. You know what a tapir is, right?
No, I
There's
do not.
it looks like an elephant, but it's like a big pig. It has a
Oh.
long nose. It's kin to, I don't know, I'm gonna say it wrong,
A
but
hippo.
it's related to, anyway, you go look up tapir. It can weigh like, the size of a refrigerator. And it's got a big
Okay.
long nose and it kind of looks like a pig when it's walking. And we have tapir here. We have the Baird's tapir. So I have a guy who's a photographer coming back from my waterfall about 7 years ago. Joshua, who's going to be on here in a minute, was with us. They're taking videos and drone shots. And then we're all ahead of him and he looks around and he sees this big, he's, and I'm like, come on, what are you doing? He goes, there's a big pig here with a long nose like an elephant. I'm like, you know, he's got a baby. I said, run. Because if it's got a baby, that thing's going to chase you down and stop. And I look
Oh.
back and he's running, his camera's flying behind his neck.
That's
Yeah.
what I'd be doing.
Well, I
I'm
wouldn't even try to get close to something bigger than me.
no,
Even an
no, I
anteater, it's smaller, but I'm not doing it. Well, let me tell you, we want to thank OSA Tourism, osatourism.com. That's the premier place for everything to do on OSA. And I really appreciate Chris. He set me up. He helped me get my tours going. And he's an amazing guy. And anything you want to do in this beautiful place, I will tell you this. I have a lady coming from Texas, and I'm not going to tell you her name because I asked permission. She's arriving on Friday. She's in charge of four national parks in the United States of America. And she's coming here for 2 days to check out. Well, my property next to me is the Sierpe Tiraba Wetland National Forest, largest wetlands in Costa Rica, third largest in Central America. So she's coming to do that and hang out and go to the waterfall. So we're really rolling the red carpet out for her because when she gets back to Texas and I'm in Texas, we're going to bring her to Lampasas. That's the plan. But she's walking through Corcovado National Park now for 3 days. It holds more biodiversity than any place on the entire planet. 2.5% of all the biodiversity in the world, land, plants, animals, everything. So that's where she is now for 3 days. She comes to me on Friday.
That, so,
Yeah.
you know, she's in for a treat. I'll tell you what.
Well, you gotta have to
I
get down here with
well,
Cindy.
I know, you know, eventually, Jana, the plan is to get down there and enjoy all that you have to offer over there.
Hey.
And so somebody like her coming to a place like that when she's seen
Oh, I
just about
know.
everything, it's
And
going to
you're
be
going to get to meet
incredible.
her because she's coming to Lampasas when I get back to Texas in July.
No,
And you're going to get to
that's
meet her. And she can tell you all firsthand from. So, do you have any questions for me? Just go ahead, blow them up until we get the guys back on.
Well, no, I absolutely do because you know one of the things you said when you've mentioned biodiversity, what exactly I know what biodiversity is, but what exactly is biodiversity to you by what's the largest thing that you have?
Well, we have more trees that we have. There's, I don't know how many hundreds of species of trees
Well, that's what I was wondering. You know, is it trees?
and
Is it animals?
species
Is
of
it
birds more than places. And more. And this is interesting that we have more of everything in this small land mass, 2.5% of every plant, animal, everything that's living on this small peninsula of OSA than the whole world combined.
That is
That's
just
2.5%
unbelievable.
of the whole. Isn't it cool? But
No, absolutely.
then you have. Off the on the oceans offshore, which is La Golfa Dulce in the Pacific Ocean, what you have is you have largest groups of fish. Like you'll have, you still have these megapods of 50,000 dolphins in one group, or 20,000 dolphins in a group, which you don't have any place in the world. I go scuba diving here, and you go off there, and I'm the one that's like, they're tuna. I want to go in. I'm giving the little hand signal to the, to the dive master. She's going in, and I'm in there like all grounded in heaven. I don't know what their sound's doing. This kid.
Yeah.
Boys, are y'all okay? Can we hear you now?
We're part of the megapod.
Maybe you need to take the DJI off and get it on your. Maybe it's your.
No hearing us. We're not part of the.
Take the DJIs off and just get on your speakers of your computer. That better?
Yeah, it's just a scratching sound. It sounds like every...
I don't know what that is.
3-4 seconds or something scratching there. Hey, so let me ask you this, Jana.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, one of the things that I love National Geographic. And I actually had a National Geographic moment on my own. I went out to South Padre Island Beach. And while I was at the beach, we're walking down the beach, and there was these, I don't know, like these kingfish or something to that effect that were all in a pod, right?
Right.
And they're just swimming left and right as fast as they could go, left here, right there, left and right. Then all of a sudden, they turn straight into the shoreline. And the next thing I know, these pods of dolphin just obliterated them. And it was
they're little they're big carnivores.
Well, listen, I had no, well, first of all, I'd never seen a dolphin, and so one dolphin led them into the shoreline, and then the other eight were just sitting there waiting, and they had this big old feast, and that was my National Geographic moment. Do those kinds of things happen? Do you see that kind of stuff
all the time?
Because
we see
I was
crazy stuff.
This
okay, let me tell you what. Let me tell you about the whales. So we get the humpback whales. They have make the largest migration. This is crazy. Right out here in front of me, where I am right now, if I walked outside and it would be all glary, you couldn't see it, but it's the Gulf of Dulce. It's the only place in the world where humpback whales make a 10,000-mile migration from the southern hemisphere and come to the Gulf of Dulce to breed, to have their babies and breed. Mm. But then, how nature does it, they start coming in June, July, and then they leave like in October, November. But in October, they come from the northern hemisphere. And they cohabitate, the only place in the world. So we've got all these humpback whales from both hemispheres. Now, you know what happens? The gene pool. So maybe a male from the south goes with the north. Do you understand how nature works on its own? I'm a Christian. I can only say that would be a God thing. It has to be. You get to visit. You get to see that. They come and have their babies. Now, before they get to the Gulf of Dulce, they're trying to get there really fast to have their babies, but some of them start having babies on the other side of the peninsula. That's where the killer whales come in.
Oh.
The killer whales will come and hit the humpback whales in the side, cause the baby to be born prematurely and eat the baby.
Mm.
This is the law of nature. I mean, we don't talk about it, but
no,
it
absolutely.
Happens.
No,
it happens.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. It's like, oh, ate a baby. Oh, no, it's what they do. Killer whales. Why do you think what they got their name? Killer
Hence
whales.
The name. I didn't
Hence
know that's
the
why they call them that.
I don't know why they call them that, but that's what they do. They well, attack the other ones and try to get the or when the baby's young and they don't get them in the still waters of the Gulf, they can be protected. They'll eat the baby.
So out there on the peninsula, just to ask because you know there's so much I don't know. And you know, sometimes you got to speak to me in layman terms, you know.
I will.
But what is, you know, you look at the birds, right? And birds, because you said it's one of the largest different types of birds concentrated in a single area. What bird would you just be in awe of if you were to see that bird? I mean,
well,
what,
of course you're in awe of the toucans. Come on. Sure. Of course you're in awe
of
scarlet macaws.
That's
you
why I like Fruit Loops.
Yeah, you cannot be in exactly. But toucan, okay, I'll tell you something about the toucans. This is interesting. I didn't know. I actually saw it through binoculars. So the toucans, you think they're all Toucan Sam. No, they're mean. Toucans will attack a scarlet macaw nest.
Yeah.
So you can look. I was looking on binoculars, and I'm looking. I'd heard about it, and I'm looking, and I hear these macaws, and then these toucans go in there and attack the nest of the macaws and eat the babies.
Oh.
and steal their nest.
Why on earth are we eating Fruit Loops with a toucan?
I don't know.
Box?
It's like Toucan Sam. Toucan Sam's mean as heck. Not a nice toucan. I'm sorry, his name's Sam.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's Toucan Sam. It's not you. Yeah, they're horrible. Sam. So no, what else? I got all kinds of stories. I just don't know where to start.
No, so there's a toucan, but you know, we have
beautiful parrots. I have 300 right now.
Mm.
That land in my tree every day between 4 and 5, and you can't hear anything. And at 4 to 4:45 every morning, they start screeching. They don't have a beautiful voice. They're like, bleh. And there's hundreds of them. And then they leave. So at 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock, I'm wide awake because there's no sleeping through that.
No, so absolutely.
They tell me when it's time to go to sleep because I know I'm getting up early. But then when they go away and breed and have their babies, you know, and nest, I get a break. It's just a few months and then they're back again.
But that's just, you know, I the funny thing is they may annoy you, but if someone is experiencing that for the first time.
It's like bedtime. Time to wake up.
Yeah.
Nobody. I have to tell you, Brian, who can't get on here, the other morning, I sent him a video, an audio from my bedroom through my screen door. And it's like, you can hear him screaming. I said, no need alarm clock here. You know what he does? He sends me a video back. The same stuff.
Is that what he does? Like,
yeah, I got you.
So you got the birds, right? And you said the toucans are just an amazing looking animal.
Oh, we have anteaters, toucans. We have jaguar. So, okay, you know Stephanie Smith?
Yes.
James, my cousin. He's my cousin. So she came here with her sister. In the middle of the night, she comes to my room and she knocks on the door. She goes, what's that sound? And I don't think anything. It's just a jaguar on the mountain. Well, nobody was going to the bathroom by themselves.
Nobody's going from there.
Every time they go, they knock on the inside of the door. I'm like, come on with a flashlight.
So in other words, when I visit, take some Depends because you just may need them. You just may need them.
I want to sleep at them next time. And I'm walking by the bathroom again. Well, then I had one girl in the same group and I had had an ocelot kill one of my chickens I had bigger wire. I shouldn't have got chicken wire. I should have got like welded wire, pulled its head through and ate it. It was an ocelot. And so I have one girl at my house. She's got the back door open, her flashlight ready for the ocelot to come back to look at it. Country girl.
Yeah, that's country girl. That's
sorry,
country girl
Stephanie sure. Smith.
That's funny. So, you know, it's funny, Jana, because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, how bad that Cindy and I have been wanting to go out there and we can't wait till we get the opportunity to do so. As a matter of fact, Ronnie and Debbie talked about maybe getting out there.
I know, they want to go so together. Bad.
Yeah, and the four of us maybe, who knows, we just may do that. It'll be fun. It'll be fine. And so I wonder like, if you're going out there, if you're somebody going out there for the first time and we're going to your area, what is the first thing that we should or anybody should experience as a tourist going out there for the first time?
Well, I'll tell you my experience. My husband and I came here in 1994 and we spent like several months driving all of Costa Rica, but we didn't get down here. There was no good roads then. We get back to Texas and our friend David McKelvey, you may have known him. He had a television show in San Antonio. He was the Birdman.
Okay.
David. And he said, if you don't go to the Osa Peninsula, you're just plain stupid. I did birding tours there. I've done them in the Amazon. You have to go. So we came back and we came to the Osa when it was a dirt road over half the way down. Now it's a nice paved road all the way down. We came here. We drove in like 18 kilometers. Like, man, this is pretty. It was Mogos, right? Then we went all the way into Corcovado National Park, spent the whole time, came back, bought a piece of property on the way out, and didn't tell anybody for 2 years. It was our secret.
That's what it was.
They knew we were going to be crazy, but we thought that anyway. We just didn't want to tell anybody. It was kind of our secret. And I've been here ever since. 94.
Yeah. So, but, you know, for those of us that can't be there ever since.
I was going to go, it depends on what you want. If you just want to go to like Padre Island or see someplace like that, and I'm not talking bad about Costa Rica, all of it's beautiful. I would go to Guanacaste if you just want to do the beach. It looks a lot like Texas.
Yeah, who wants to go see Texas and Costa Rica?
Well, that's what we thought. Everybody sent us straight to Guanacaste, and we're like, we got this in Texas, are we? But it's okay. People like Tamarindo. You know, they got the lattes and all the little things they got there. Down here, it's more like the traditional Costa Rica, which I love. Mm-hmm. I've always loved. But I'm not going to – you want to go anywhere in Costa Rica, spend the money, enjoy your trip. Guanacaste, if you like surfing and stuff, we got surfing here too. I would say anywhere in Costa Rica would be a great place to visit. But I am very partial to the South because of the biodiversity and everything you can't even believe you're going to see every single day. I mean, you don't even know. I'm like, I'm driving out today and there's a turtle, like some little weird turtle. I'm like, I have to get out and move the turtle. You know what I mean? I had to wear shorts up here and change into this to do the show. Can't even get up the road. And open two gates. Yeah, it's beautiful. We have deer here.
So y'all do have deer.
Jaguars are cool.
Oh, yeah. You listen.
You know Lori Henderson, right?
Of course.
Okay. So Lori came down here the first time in like 95 or 96, and we're on the four-wheeler going down to this little house I had in the jungle. And all of a sudden, I hear something, and a jaguar jumps behind our four-wheeler. No. Then we get there, and I get into the little house. It was a little cabin, and I close all the windows, and I get the machete out. She goes, what are you doing? I said, are you afraid? I said, everything's fine. Everything.
Well, let me ask you this, because if you're going out there for the first time, and you see those kinds of things, look, I'll be honest with you. I'd be in awe. Number one.
Oh, I was in awe. I wasn't scared. I just didn't want anybody jumping through the window. It was my first time to see Libby Blunzer. You know Libby?
Yeah, I know Libby.
Libby Blunzer was here with Vicki McLean in the 90s. And we're down at that same little house. And she gets up and she got a jaguar track and she made a plaster of it. You know, her husband worked, you know. Warren worked for, he was Texas Parks and Wildlife. We get back, when she goes, she gets a plaster of it. She got me a certificate from Texas Parks and Wildlife, but that was a jaguar thing and a certificate that she got on my ranch here.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
That's pretty. Oh, we have our mountain lions, and sometimes I think those are a myth because you don't see those things very often.
I've seen them in Texas a lot. I mean, on our ranch. Yeah, yeah, I saw a black one, and I thought everybody's called it Black Panther. I'm like, no, it's a lineated. It's just a mountain lion that's got the lineated genetics. The same here, they call it Pantera Negro. It's a jaguar. They have jaguars here that their genetics get changed a little bit, and they'll be black, but they'll still have the same spots and everything as a regular jaguar. Oh. That's what that is.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's just how it happens.
Yeah. Well, that's how it happens.
That's what happens.
And so then you mentioned all the fish, right? So now, what if you're somebody that wants to go fishing?
Well, you've got sailfish and mahi-mahi. You've got Dorado. I don't know. I'm probably getting the names all mixed up. You've got yellowfin tuna. You've got rooster fish. This is fishing heaven. If you want to go fishing, there's lots of fishing. It's really good fishing.
Is it really?
We got snapper. That's one of my favorite things is snapper. They have this way they cook them here whole, and they slice it and fry it with head on. That freaks some people out, but that's how they cook it here. But you can cut the head off, but it'll fall apart if you do it.
Yeah. So what about the day in the life of OSA?
A day in the life of OSA.
Of Mogos.
What would the day? Okay, the birds wake you up. You mean my life or just life on OSA?
For somebody going to go see you, what's the day in the life of, for that day?
Well, we'll get up really early when the birds start screeching. We'll have this wonderful breakfast. We'll get on some horses, go to the waterfall and cool off. It's the coolest place on OSA because the water's spring water. We'll hang there all day. We'll come back. We'll send them off somewhere else to have some more fun. There's lots of things to do. Fishing, boating, hiking, birding. It's 2.5% of the world's biodiversity. There's plenty to do down here.
Well, you know what? The cool thing for you, Jan, is you get to sit there and do all this day in, day out. Even if you're working, it can't feel like a job.
Never. I'm going to cry talking. It never gets old.
Yeah.
It's like every day, I don't even know why God put me here. I'm sorry. You know I'm a crier. But it's so amazing. Because when I was a little girl, when I was a tiny little girl, what I loved lions and tigers and bears and everything jungle. Jungle Book, my first little board game was Jungle Book. I loved all that my whole life. When I was in high school, there was this, you remember there was George of the Jungle? He flew into trees.
Yeah, sure.
When I was in high school, I was a sophomore, and everybody started teasing me, calling me Jana the Jungle, watch out for that tree. And I'm like, she does not watch out for the tree. She's saving animals. And I would always have, do you know Anita, my friend Anita? So her brother, I always saved little animals. And back in the day, they'd let me take little squirrels that I saved, little animals, and they'd let me keep them in, take them to class and feed them the ball. So I was always doing that. So that's why I got the name Jana of the Jungle. And they teased me. It wasn't funny, but it was okay. I didn't care. I still had them. The one thing that saved me is my friend Randall, his sister, was my friend. He came, he wanted a baby squirrel, and he called her after his girlfriend. He had a girlfriend. I can't remember her name. He put her in his pocket, and he was the top baseball player in Lampasas High School. And that squirrel would jump out and run around the dugout every time. So I was cool being Jana of the Jungle after the squirrel.
That's funny. That's funny. You know. So you, it's something you liked since very, very early on, obviously.
Yeah, it's always been my thing. My mother didn't help much because she was saving everything too. And then she got mad at me and didn't want me saving anything else. Then when she would find little animals under my bed in the shoebox.
Oh, gee. Dead because you gave them no oxygen.
He told me not to. I put them under there. They're in the shoebox. I'm saving them. Yeah.
That is great stuff. That's really neat.
You didn't know that about me.
No.
I knew a lot because we've been on radio.
Yeah, I know a lot. But no, Jana, you're absolutely right. That's something I did not know about you was that stuff right there. Yeah. And but that's the stuff. That's the stuff. Listen, the great thing is I'm going to get to know so much and learn so much. And like I said, I'm going to be like George Costanza from Seinfeld. You know, I'm going to be a marine biologist.
Oh, we've got some people who want to come on the show. It's going to blow your mind. I'm sorry the guys couldn't make it on with their sound. I got left in my stereos, my DJI hit, but it's okay because I got you. And, you know, we do radio a lot together, and you know how to ask questions. What else do you want to know?
I got you, babe. A little Sonny and Cher going on right there.
Oh, yes, we could. I got you. I got you.
I got you. Yeah, so, no, there's just so much that I don't know, obviously, about where you're at. And
there's a lot I don't know, but you can try and ask me.
Well, what's 36 times 12? You know...
Don't get me in the math.
Yeah, there you go. See, you don't know it all.
Let me get my calculator.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that job interview I went on. You know, they asked me, as a matter of fact, one of my things is I'm pretty fast at math. And the guy said, really? I said, yeah. And he says, what's 63 times 12? I said, 38. He says, absolutely not. I said, yeah, but it was fast. You know? Told you, I'm pretty fast at math.
That works it.
I didn't get hired. Didn't get hired. So whenever, you know, Ronnie and I were talking, and they're like, yeah, we'll just, and Cindy, I actually were talking, because it was when all four of us were together, and we talked about landing over in Costa Rica and then taking the bus. And Ronnie says, what bus? I said, well, I'm not jumping on a plane that sounds like a lawnmower, you know, so it's got to be.
I will tell you this, the plane's a little expensive, but that plane is the best view you'll have flying along. You'll go right across to the, you'll fly right across the beach over the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. You couldn't pay enough money to get that view.
I don't want that to be the last thing I ever see.
Okay. Well, if you don't, I ride the bus a lot. Sometimes I take the plane.
I'm just saying, I don't mind getting on a plane. I don't say I like it because I can't drive it, so I don't like it.
I'm a safe control freak, just like me.
Yeah, there you go.
Go up there and go. Well, I had my brother was a pilot. My father-in-law was a pilot. I got all these pilots in my family, and I want to be sitting right there going, so what's happening now? And I can't do that in a big plane. They'll put you in jail.
So the best way to get there, though, is through this plane, which I told Cindy. I said, I'm not getting on a plane. Like I said, it sounds like a lawnmower. That ain't going to happen. But is it, I guess that's the way to get there, right? Jump on that little hopper plane.
You can go on a bus. It's 8 hours. You get a plane in 35 minutes. Up to you.
Okay, on this bus ride, are there cliffs on either side of you?
Yeah, unless you go the coast road, then there's not. It'll take you 7 or 8 hours to get there.
Well, because I always...
Six or 7 hours on the bus, but it's okay. Well, I sleep. I take movies on my phone and make sure it's fully charged. And
I guess my thing then would be, you know...
Just take the bus and Sandy can meet you down here. I'll pick her up at the airport.
Yeah, Cindy would leave me. Cindy would leave me. Y'all would have 7 hours to yourselves before I get there.
You can shop.
Oh, never mind. I'll take the plane.
Okay. That's
what I thought. She's going to go spend all the money. I don't need her to spend all the money. No, I don't need that.
I think she makes enough. She can spend it.
She can spend it. She can spend her own. She earns it.
Let's be really, just make sure, because I know she's going to listen, and I want Cindy on my side, because I know Cindy's awesome.
Oh, Cindy always misses you. Cindy always misses you.
I
know.
I love her. I have all the ingredients for what we cook on the grill at the waterfall already on the side in my little carry-on. All the seasoning for the grill.
Yeah. Now listen, folks, the one thing of all the shots and pictures she's ever shown me of Costa Rica, one of the best photos I've ever seen was the meat on that grill. The meat on that grill just looks so good.
He always reminds me.
I do.
Don't forget, I'm like, we're going to throw it down. I'm going to bring enough of the spices that you can't get in the States that we can make that, and we can invite as many people as you want. And I know how to buy the meat and how to prep the meat and how to marinate the meat.
Nope. I'm not inviting anybody. I'm going to eat it all by myself.
Eat it all. I think Bobby might want to come.
I know. We got to have Bobby there.
I think Clint might want to come.
Clint will have to be there too.
Him and his wife will have to be there.
We're meat eaters.
I know.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No, so that's the, the great thing is, Janice, how many people you get that come from Lampasas to go see you. I think that's incredible. I think that's nice.
And I've got this lady from Austin coming that runs Four National Parks. I'm super excited that she's, I will announce her name later. I'm not going to give you her name. She's coming on. But she's going to come to Lampasas when I get there because she lives in Austin and hang out. We'll go to Thirsty Thursday and hang out, do some stuff. But I'm super excited that somebody who is in charge of Four National Parks is coming to my place. That's going to be fun. She's there Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a really good time. Yeah. And
that's always a good time.
Yeah.
How could it not be?
It is.
How could it not be?
So we can talk a little bit about what's happening back home.
Well, so yeah,
stuff you can talk about.
So what is happening back home? Well, like I said, we had a little bit of that rain. It's been raining for several days, mm-hmm. not daily, but two or three times a week through the week, and some pretty good rain, and so that's been going on. There's some new murals getting done.
I know this because our friend.
Yeah, some new murals. You kind of broke up on me there, Jana. But yeah, so we got those new murals going on. We've got, you kind of broke up on me. I lost you for a second.
I lost you too. I'm back.
So you heard about the mural that's going on over at Kindred Spa. They moved to a different location.
Beautiful.
So they've got that going. Oh, absolutely. Great looking thing they're doing over there. So there's that going on. Listen, here lately, we've had Kate Walker in studio for the last three Wednesdays, one time with Joel Allen. They got him out of the bed early that morning. Then Matt Janicek showed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who wants to be on our show in L.A.?
Who's that?
Terry McBride from McBride and the Ride, Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I used to mix music for them in high school, and now they got all – it's crazy. And I wake up the other morning, and I got a message. He goes, hey, I'd really be interested in being on your show, Nelly Talk Radio.
Well, it's great because, I got to interview him over the phone when he played out there at the airport hangar. Yeah, he played at the airport hangar. you know, not too long ago. And so we got him on air over the phone and got to interview him. But, you know, Kate, the great thing is Kate Walker's brought in Joel Allen, and this morning was Cord Jackson and his wife as well, Holly.
They were
on air with us this morning.
Sam, I know you're listening, but I'm telling you, our hometown of Lampasas, Texas, has, I mean, people who played with Willie and Steely Dan and every, I mean, our town, they say it's in the water. For my hometown in Texas, we have some of the most famous musicians, right?
No, we
it's insane.
George Strait's guitarist for 18 years.
He was with Merle Haggard before. I mean, it's insane. He's my pastor.
Yep.
He still plays with George Strait. It's insane.
Yeah, so the music places there, Jana, have really taken off, you know. Saloon 37, Burleson 1856, you know, the beer market, the wineries, Ben General Store, you know, always has really good people out there.
Oh, they do. Oh, yeah, I know.
So it's taking off. That's kind of what's happened over there, Jan. It's pretty good stuff.
I do. You know, I remember his daddy, Terry's daddy, Del McBride, Corpus Christi Wins, number one. You know, like his daddy, his granddaddy rode his grandpa, Terry McBride's grandfather, was my bus driver when I was going to school.
No way.
Yeah, I got in trouble a couple of times, but he was still nice.
Yeah. Well, listen, okay. You know, for Kate Walker to bring in Cord Jackson and get him out of bed, because these guys, listen, they play every night.
They play late. They don't get up early.
They don't get up early. So for her to drag them all out and get them there is an amazing thing. And to have them in studio is
I do want to say
well.
A big thank you to Linda Lucas. That song, Jungle Jana on the radio. She loves to tell that tale. He wrote that song for me way back. And so I asked permission, and you can find him on every platform, but I want to thank him for allowing me to use that song for my intro. Because I love it when every time she opens her mouth.
She's saving a whale.
Thank you, Lindell. He's on every streaming thing that you can find, but thank you for letting me use this song for my intro.
Yeah, no, that's awesome stuff.
That's awesome stuff. Thank you, Lindell.
No, it is. And, you know, Zach Huckabee, who's a pastor. Oh, and then Joe Manuels, who's a pastor, you know.
I know.
Yeah, Zach Huckabee's so good, too.
Now you can hear the truck, even though I'm inside. Hear it?
Oh, hey, guess what?
What?
I do. You probably already know. You probably know more than I do about Lampasas.
Only Bobby tells me.
Well, you know, Eve's got sold. The restaurant.
Yes, I heard that.
And M&M Butcher Block got it.
Oh, I heard that. They got the steaks now.
They got steaks coming.
Are they good? Have you hit?
It's coming. They're not there yet. They're not there yet. They're not open yet, but I can't wait.
I can't
either. Steakhouse. We finally got a steakhouse.
You know what I'm going to do when I get to Texas? I'm going to bring my mom on the radio show with me. You know, because it's just us. And we've talked about Costa Rica a lot. I've got people that have all walks of life in Costa Rica that do this crazy tourism we're going to have on. But I wanted this first show, but with other guys, I don't know, but it's okay. It's just you and me. But I have my mother coming on the show with me when I get to Texas.
Oh, that's awesome.
She had me standing up at 9 years old going, "My name is Jana Castleberry from the Big Busy Beaver 4-H Club," public speaking at nine, doing speeches. And then they wanted to know, my dad's like, "I don't know if you should go into radio." I'm like, "You made me write 2,000 times I'll never say I can again when I was in the fourth grade. I guess I can do whatever I want."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's great stuff. That is so good. Well, listen, thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. That's why I'm going to do my thank you. Hey, so here's the deal. She lives in a residential center, right? And so now she'll call me six times in one day and I'll hear from her for 4 days. So call the admin. How's Mom doing? Oh, well, we got a new person that like does all the, what do you call it? Does all the things in that they do like the fun stuff. Like they plan all the games and all the stuff. It's like everything. Oh no,
an
she's taking over.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, like a event coordinator or whatever that goes in there and gives them all the things that they do. My mother is now her assistant, which means my mom's running the whole thing because my mother doesn't work for anybody.
Good for her.
Entertainment director. My mom is in charge. And that lady's probably loving it. I'm getting paid. She does all the work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm telling you, it's true. I don't have time now. I'm like, okay, fine.
Well,
that's my mama.
That's your mom. Like I said, thank you, Mom.
She may be running the show when we get on there, so we'll have to maybe get a mute button.
We're gonna have to mute her. Is that what you're saying? That's maybe. Your show. You're the one that's gonna have to mute her. You know.
Yeah, I'll mute her. I'll tell her you did it.
Or you could tell Sam, hey, every
Sam just muted me. She'll be nice. She's a sweetheart. I love her. I can't wait to see her again.
Yeah. So no, Jana, that's about it. You know, that's what's going on in Land Passes.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was going to happen.
Uh-oh. No way.
Rolls. Yeah, we're getting some thunder. I see some toucans in the tree here.
You do not.
I do. I can't move. You can't see it because it's light. But yes, there's toucans right here.
No way.
Yeah. You can't miss them.
That's just crazy to me. It's crazy to me that you can just look out your window and see toucans just
Out the window. I found two toucan babies on the ground, and I used to raise birds and rescue from zoos. So I'm here years and years ago, and I found these two baby toucans fall out of the nest. I take them, I feed them, I made them okay and healthy, and then they're flying around, and then the park people or it was like our game wardens came. Like I said, no, I'm just raising them. We're going to let them loose and blah, blah, blah. And then I had to call a lady. I'm like, you have your license. She's on me because I did save them. Well, I didn't know how mean they are.
Well, but not the ones you raised.
We let them loose. And one of them, I had a guy working on my house, and he walks out the back door, and it comes and grabs him on the nose and makes him bleed, and he can't get off it.
Wait a minute. The ones you raised? They were so mean?
They're like that. They're mean. They kill yeah.
No. Well, I mean, it's just crazy that you raised them, and I would have thought.
Well, we let them loose, but then they're still like that. They'll go to a scarlet macaw's nest in a tree.
Yeah, you
and
said.
And kill the babies and take the parents out and steal the nest.
That's just crazy.
I know. And Toucan Sam is a myth.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I would think that anything you raise isn't going to be.
We didn't raise them to love on us. We raised them to let loose. So I wasn't going there going, hello, little toucan. No, it's like, you do. No. I wasn't going to keep them.
Well, I mean, there's people that raise lions and tigers, and they didn't fare very well.
Hand missing. Pretty dumb.
They didn't fare very well. They ended up on the short end.
I'm not going to raise anything that can hurt me.
Well, because you didn't know that toucans could hurt.
I knew because I'd let them loose, but I wouldn't, you know, the guy's like, come here.
Now, one of the fascinating stories that you've told me before is the waking up to the howler monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the best folks, I don't know if y'all know this. But one of the best impressions you're ever going to get from a howler monkey is from Jungle Jana herself.
I can't do it right now, but I'll try. He didn't mean to. Yeah, I can do it, but I wasn't prepared to practice today.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fair. That's
Lee,
fair.
Give it a go there.
Oh, I have no idea. My impression of a howler monkey probably sounds like a chimpanzee. So we're just...
My son, did you ever remember the guy David McKelvey? He was on the Rainforest Alliance or whatever it was in New York. He was on there with Chevy Chase. He had the show in San Antonio.
No, David, I don't remember.
Birdman. That guy taught my son how to make all these animal sounds. And my son took me out and goes, find that owl. And I'm looking all over the ranch for this owl with a flashlight. It's my son. He can make.
He set you up.
Thank you, David McKelvey.
Yeah, he set you up pretty good.
He set me up. We did radio sometime. Yeah, he set me up bad.
That is good. That is really good. You know, it's funny because when you told me about the howler monkeys and how loud they are, and that they will literally wake you up in the mornings, it's just crazy.
And they sound like. You know, they're so loud, they sound like a gorilla. That you think they're these huge things, and they're only like this big.
Yeah, that's what you said. But they sound not even enormous. That big. But you know, that's, to me, it's just amazing that whether they wake you up or whatever it may be, it's amazing that there is that's just right there. You know, it's
so
just
my
there.
Husband, when we first came here, my husband, Jürgen Schultz, right? He was the guy that every show from Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom, shot in any of Africa. He was the one driving the Jeep in charge of the show because all the Parks Department put him in charge of it. Well, the first time we came here on the OSA in the middle of the night, we heard a howler monkey. I'm like, what's that? He goes, it's a lion. It's a big cat. I'm freaking out. Shut the windows. No, it was a monkey about this big. But he had me scared to death.
Look, I think that was scary.
It sounds like a big old lion. It could have been a big cat. I didn't know.
That would scare anybody. That would scare anybody.
It'd scare anybody, but he told me it was a big, shut all the windows because we had this like open, like this cabin and it had open windows. And I'm running around shutting all the windows.
It's got to scare anybody. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
It would. But it's nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's, because you're so Costa Rican now.
I am. Kind of. I'll tell you what happens. Nobody in my town here at all speaks English.
Nobody
here where I live speaks English. I'm the only English. So my Spanish is getting really well. But what happens when I come back from Texas, he speaks to me in Spanish. I answer in English. He goes, Español, por favor.
No way.
I'm sorry. Because it's just a habit after you're in Texas for some months. You come back, they're talking to you and you're answering in English. He does not like that.
That's amazing.
But he tells me my Spanish is really good now. I'm like, really? I can tell you some things I can't tell you. I'll tell you in private about words that in Spanish and in English should not be the same word.
Should not be the same.
No. Well,
but that's true because you've given me some of those.
We can't go there.
There's not enough.
I know in LA Talk Radio we can say what we want, but we're not going there. About my battery. Did I tell you about my battery posts?
Did you?
No. I'll talk to you after the show.
That's fine. What are you drinking?
And then I'm drinking coffee. I got up at 3 a.m.
That's true. You did say you got up at 3 a.m.
I was texting you at 3 a.m. Did you not get it?
Did you text me at 3 a.m.?
I was texting anybody who texts me after 7 p.m., I'm texting at 3 a.m. Like blowing their phone up, hoping they didn't turn it off, and it's going bing, 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 because I go to sleep early.
That is so good.
I would never do that to Sam.
No, do not do that
never.
To Sam.
I respect him with all my soul, all my heart, all my mind, and all my common sense.
And hence, the common sense wins.
Yes, every time.
Thank goodness.
See, this is why you're on the show with me. The other guys, sounded like toucans that were like, I don't know what's going on with their sound.
There was something scratching at the mic.
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, there was something scratching at the mic.
They're not from radio background.
That doesn't matter.
Well, you'd think they'd get there earlier to check it out. I left them my DJI stereo mics. He was on there last week with it.
There is that. Yeah. Well,
we're not going to say their names.
I just switched mics a little bit. So if it sounds different, let me know.
See, I've got this mic on here that you can. David Lucas helped me find this computer. I can go on stereo. I've got everything on here. I'm like, you dudes, go ahead and go. I can. The echo I can take off.
So, I want to go back to Brian, right?
Brian Birdman.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Brian, now this is the gentleman that's going to be on the show.
Yes,
right?
Brian's an amazing human being.
Yes. Talk a little bit about Brian, because the only unfortunate part is I've only had time to talk a little bit about him.
Brian is amazing. I don't know how much time we've got, like a minute. Like, Brian is amazing. He's one of the top birding tour persons. He knows everything about the birds. He and Joshua, the other one, look, there's a lot of a lot of opportunities to go out on the ocean to see whales and dolphins. But we have the humpback. I was telling you about the humpback whales and all that. We probably have 5 or 6, 10 species of whales that come around the Gulf of Dulce and everything. But he's the best.
Yeah.
Because he's fun. Well, and he's so informative.
I can't wait to get on the air with him because I'm going to poke his brain. I'm going to learn so much. But I'm glad we got to do this and find out a little bit about land passes. But I got to learn a lot more from you. I can't thank you enough for having us on here. And I'm looking so forward to getting to talk to Brian as well. But, you know,
oh,
thank you.
Unbelievable. And then Josh on the whales, I mean, and the dolphins and all the species in the ocean. Unbelievable. So I'm going to have to, like, have a come to Jesus meeting with
yeah.
with the boys.
That's all right.
I got here an hour early.
Well, I was ready.
I know, me too. Well, you know, we're from radio background. Yeah, and do you know what Tico time is?
You said 30 minutes late. That's not us, though.
No, it's not us. We're like, own it, baby.
That's it.
You know, you open the radio show and your boss is the owner of the station and you're supposed to come on at 5 o'clock. You're getting there 30 minutes early. So you're on, you know what I'm talking about. Sorry, right, boys. Yeah,
well, listen, I can't thank you enough. I know we got to start to wrap up, but thank you.
I think
Jana,
we do. I don't know. Tell us what's going on. I think we've been 50 minutes and
it's time to close the show. We said,
okay, we'll be back next week live on Jungle Jana Radio.
Adios.
Adios. Ciao, baby. See you next.
You're listening to Jungle Jana Radio with Jungle Jana, Angel Garcia, and Brian Strelo, only on LA Talk Radio.